this week, the Cleveland Browns, and there's been a lot of change in Cleveland over the last year. A new coach, a new general manager. They have 13 rookies on their roster, so they're building for the future. But the one thing that we know about Cleveland is for sure is the weather. Let's take a look at the weather from this past week's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A little snow falling, right? Well, the change has really encompassed a lot of positions on offense. And starting at the running back position, they traded Trent Richardson to the Colts for a first-round pick. And so one of the guys that's been kind of that running back by committee is Chris Obanaya. And he's been very effective. He's been good, but over the last two games, he's fumbled each of the last two games. So if I'm a Jaguars defender, I'm thinking I'm going to try to knock the ball out on him. Now, they also have McGahee as a running back, the long-tooth veteran who slowed down quite a bit. He's only averaging about 2.6 yards a carry. But the running game for the Browns has not been very good. And one of the reasons why has been a lot of change at the quarterback position. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But the leading receiver for the Browns is the tight end. And the tight end's name, Jordan Cameron. He has 59 catches so far on the season, and he's an excellent player, also very effective in the red zone. And one of the reasons why the passing game sometimes worked for the Browns, they have a six-time consecutive Pro Bowler left tackle in Joe Thomas and Alex Mack, the center. Two excellent players that have been there for quite some time. But again, back to the tight end. Cameron catches the ball. Nice job of getting outside and making a catch, firm catch and a strong catch. Now, the issues at quarterback. Jason Campbell got taken out because of William Gay, the cornerback of the Pittsburgh Steelers this past week. This is the hit that was talked about all week long, and I'm going to slow this down for you because watch as the hand extends up to Jason Campbell's jaw. Watch the head just jerk. Almost knocks out Jason Campbell. Now, the Browns have had so many issues at the quarterback position. They started out early in the year with their young quarterback. He had four starts, Whedon, and then they ended up going to Brian Hoyer, and then they're back to Jason Campbell because Hoyer got hurt. Well, Whedon came in against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's got a good arm, but he's not very accurate, but he can throw the deep ball. This is the deep ball that he threw to Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon may be one of the best deep threats in the National Football League, and he tiptoes down the boundary here. This was a completed pass, even though the officials ended up signaling that it was not. But he almost has 1,000 yards receiving at this point of the season. Now, I talked about Whedon, who might end up getting the start if Jason Campbell cannot play. This is Whedon right here. He is typical of a young quarterback. He makes many mistakes, and this is a bad mistake to make. On the series before, he was scrambling with the ball loose, and he fumbled it. And on the next play that he comes in, he throws a pick six to Gay, the same guy that took out Jason Campbell. Now, I'm not going to get into the Cleveland Browns defense, but one thing is for certain, they're one of the top defenses in the National Football League. They're ranked fourth.